Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Kia Studios. John and Hugh and the crew here on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a Thursday as we are knocking on the door of this huge weekend that is ahead for football fans and fight fans. A reminder that we will be broadcasting live tomorrow. Every show is going to be live tomorrow from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Loads of big guests all throughout the day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. as we celebrate the opening of the marquee sporting event, stadium in the NFL. Matter of fact, maybe, just maybe, the nicest sports venue in terms of major stadiums in the world. I mean, that's how we're talking about the level here is, you know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium being the nicest stadium of its kind on the entire planet, which is, you know, until somebody builds a better one, probably the case. I mean, you ever get a chance to go through Jerry's World, Hugh? You ever been to Dallas?
I have not, but I heard that it's
impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive, but no, I have not gotten a chance to. I can't wait to get into this one because a lot of people say it's just as impressive. I can't wait to see the people in their reaction to it. That's what's going to be interesting.
The Falcons and the Cardinals Saturday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, our coverage begins at 5 with the pregame show and the kick at 7 p.m. between the Falcons and the Cardinals at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More on the Falcons in just a moment. Dan Quinn did speak out and talked about a few things. We'll have some of that sound for you. Let's begin, though, with the Braves last night at SunTrust Park. Now, this is what happened.
All right. Fly ball hammered center. Ender on a flat-out sprint. He's gone as far as he can go. Have busted the game open.
Yeah, that was Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. What happened? Kyle Seager hit that three-run bomb after Jim Johnson came in and blew a lead, faced four batters, didn't get anybody out, and the Mariners rally for a big five-run eighth inning, and bang, there goes that game.
That haven't heard that name in a long time, Jim Johnson. And it's all,
yeah,
most of the time when you hear it's related to losing something or blowing something. So, but yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch too much of the game last night because I was at the Atlanta Dream game last night. Shout out to the Atlanta Dream. They won last night. They beat the Seattle Storm. Sue Bird in the Seattle Storm. So I was at that game. But I was getting alerts on my phone, and it was telling me that R.A. Dickey got knocked around a little bit last night. He had a little rough night. Then it also told me that Freddie Freeman extended his hit streak 12 games with an RBI. He had an RBI double. So that was I was just getting a little bit of alerts on my phone, so I didn't get to see too much of the game.
Yeah, some of the guys said good nights. Ender Inciarte went 4-for-5. Freddie had a couple of RBIs. Dansby, a couple more hits. His average is actually creeping up to about 225 now. So Dansby's really, that doesn't sound like much, but when you were struggling earlier in the year, he's been playing the last couple of weeks. He's been playing pretty good.
Doesn't it, watching him the last few weeks, doesn't it feel like the game's kind of slowed down for him? Because even in the field, I saw him make a play last night that I don't think he made early in the season. So I think it's just something where it's all kind of coming together.
Yeah, that may well be for Dansby. And a great time because this is about Dansby and Ozzie Albies, Hugh, getting on the same page. They played some together in spring training. Now they're going to get this extended look for the 60-some-odd game look between the two of them, because we expect them to be the starting double play combination for a number of years.
Yeah, and you get a chance to see the young guys, some of the other young guys come up and just play well. You know, and that's it. You're building for the future, and they are your future.
And Ender Inciarte, of course, four hits last night. Young guy. We know about Lucas Sims and Sean Newcomb. Well, you can add the name A.J. Minter to the list. Now, while Jim Johnson was struggling once again, A.J. Minter came in the ninth inning. Now, granted, it was a no-pressure situation, but the youngster pitched one inning, struck out two, and made an impressive debut because the Braves are looking at A.J. Minter. This is going to be an audition for A.J. Minter to possibly be the closer on this team.
He made his debut and he's fine out there. He's on the attack. Stuff's good, and he'll be a big piece going forward here.
So, if I read my alert correctly, he struck out his first batter. He struck out his very first batter,
mm-hmm.
on his very first pitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a nice start, nice debut. For Minter, who talked after the game about being in a major league game for the first time.
Gonna enjoy this, but tomorrow's any day. It's just a milestone, and you know, I don't want to just be a major league pitcher. You know, I want to be a dominant major league pitcher and help this team win World Series.
Yeah, he wants to be a dominant major league pitcher, and they're looking at him as potentially the closer to start next season. So A.J. Minter's made his debut this year. Dansby Swanson, Ozzie Albies, Lucas Sims, Sean Newcomb. I mean, there are a whole bunch of guys that have made their debuts, and we're not done yet. I mean, I know that there's got to be a lot of debate inside the Braves organization as whether or not, you know, there could be another pitcher or two. Max Fried made his debut. Of course, he's back at AAA now. But there's a lot of talk about Acuna and whether Ronald Acuna, you know, the folks at Gwinnett are getting a treat. The Braves fans that are watching this kid, I mean, I know he's only 19, but boy, he just is just destroying single A, double A, triple A. Everything he does, and everybody says he's going to be a superstar player, Acuna. And so we'll see if they decide, and there's just a big debate as to whether or not he's going to come up this year or not. And, of course, they haven't made that decision yet. Braves fall to the Mariners 9-6 last night. They have day off today. And then the Rockies Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at SunTrust Park. Some of the morning headlines brought to you by McDonald's. You can hurry in today for a Minute Maid slushie, the Orangeade, the Fruit Punch, the Cherry Limeade at the Arches. Just $1 today at McDonald's for their new Minute Maid slushies. Well, we were talking about the Falcons. Now, it turns out that we're going to be having all of our shows at the stadium tomorrow, right?
Yes.
And the Falcons are going to do a, for lack of a better term, I guess what would amount to a walkthrough with the team. And Dan Quinn talked about taking the club to the stadium tomorrow.
It's important. And the reason we wanted to do it, so on their first time, okay, where do I park? Where do we walk in for the locker room? Which way to the field? And those kind of things. I'd like to throw the ball some, see where the lights are. How does the scoreboard affect it? Where does the light come in? Those are questions we want to see. But past that, seeing like this stadium, you know, and all the surroundings that go with it, you guys have actually seen quite a bit more of it than the players have. And so that'll be a good follow-up for them over the next couple weeks, what you saw and their experience for it.
You know, it sounds like a little thing, but, you know, not to have the guys worry about, you know, panicking about where do I park? How do I get in? Those little things count. I mean, so, you know, you go do it tomorrow when there's no pressure so that on Saturday everybody knows exactly where they're going and you don't have anybody standing around going, I'm at gate J. Dude, I don't know where to. I mean, you don't want any of that.
Exactly. I mean, that's why they're having the walkthrough. I mean, it's those little things. And then, you know, just getting used to where everything is. You know, the lights, you know, how when you're kicking, you know, punt returns, you know, not losing the ball in the lights. Where could you potentially lose the ball in the lights? Stuff like that. You know, so yeah. Just to get acclimated to your new digs, man. And then to find out where your locker is and where all the toilets and whatnot is and all that other good stuff.
And, you know, right, locate, as Dan Quinn said, for the, you know, quarterbacks to locate the 30-second play clock and, you know, where it's at, eye level, it's going to be in a different position than it was in the Georgia Dome. So all these little things that matter in terms of, you know, acclimating to your new stadium. So they're going to do that tomorrow while we do all of our shows from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More from Dan Quinn yesterday talking about evaluations through practice. Now we're going to go through the walkthrough tomorrow and then the game on Saturday night. We all understand, we've been talking about it ad nauseum, about all these battles that are going on in terms of especially the depth positions at running back, at wide receiver, on the defensive line and what have you. And Dan Quinn says that basically Saturday is going to be very important.
We've still got plenty of battles going on at offensive line. We still have got plenty of battles going on at running back. We still have quite a few going on in the secondary that is constant and tons of evaluation. It's the one-on-ones. It's the practices that we're going against one another. But those would be just a few of the positions between young players, returning players, the readiness of both. That's where we're at.
Yeah, so Dan Quinn talking about exactly where we're at when these position battles. We'll talk more about the Falcons coming up in about 13 minutes as we look ahead to their game against the Arizona Cardinals. Atlanta United lost again last night to DC United. Oh, my good gracious. Well, you know, I guess, you know, we talked earlier this season about how the Phillies had the Braves number. Atlanta United, you know, depending, I still think they're going to be fine. But, it, you know, whatever happens this season that might be a negative to them in terms of the standings of the playoffs or their ranking going into the playoffs, whether they get a home game or not, is going to be dependent upon the fact they lost 1-0 to DC United last night. Hugh, they lost to DC United and couldn't get it done for the third time in a row.
Yeah, DC United just has the number right now. You know, I was following Mike Bell last night. Shout out to my man Mike Bell, who was tweeting about the game, the match last night. And he was one that was very frustrated. He was talking about that. So it just feels like, you know, one certain teams just have your number. They match up well with you. They're called matchups. And they just match up well with Atlanta United right now. And it's frustrating.
I don't know if it was the rust of all the long layoff, but a lot of fans were tweeting out before the game that this was the best 11 that United had put on the field all season long, with the return of Greg Garza, with the return of Joseph Martinez. Yeah, Martinez and Tito and Miggy up front and Assad, and everybody was healthy, and you couldn't scratch against DC United. And for Jeff Lorenowitz, he said, well, you know, this loss could eventually hurt us.
Every game impacts playoffs, obviously. We win on Saturday, we keep our minds right, we move into the home stretch, we'll be fine.
You know, so they still remain confident with Atlanta United, which will play Saturday night at Philadelphia. Now, that game has even more meaning on Saturday night, because United really needs 3 points. If they can come out of the swing of going to DC United and going to Philadelphia with 3 points, all right, you know what, you accept that and come back home, and that's fine. But they need to get something, and they need to get the offense going again. I mean, because now with the return of Joseph, they need to be that kind of high-flying, high-scoring team they were at the beginning of the season. I know teams are playing them differently, and they're scheming against them now. I get that. But still, with the team speed that you have up top, you should be able to get and create opportunities. You just got to finish. You know, and Miggy Almiron was on a tear there for a while, and we haven't heard from him in quite some time.
Yeah, and plus, you know, going to Philadelphia, that's going to be a tough place to play. There's no question about that. It's always a tough place to play when you go to Philadelphia.
All right, we talk about Saturday being a big day. United playing again on Saturday. Of course, college football opening, the Falcons at Mercedes-Benz, and the fight. Now, yesterday there was the final newser before the fight in Vegas. Now, unlike the previous ones.
The final snoozer.
Right. Because UFC has these big, bold things. They're calling each other out. They're slurring everybody. The headlines are going. Yesterday, it was Mayweather and McGregor in a room with no fans, only a few media. And so it was a bit of a snoozer. Here's what Floyd said at the newser yesterday.
I was born a fighter. I would die a fighter. August 26th, he's going to bring his best. And it's not going to be easy, Conor. It's not going to be easy. Remember, Pacquiao got bombs. Canelo got bombs. Shane Mosley had bombs. And all those guys are going in the Hall of Fame. But one thing about me, I got a granite chin. But remember this, the same way you give it, you have to be able to take it. Remember this.
Boy, I tell you, this fight has divided so many people. It's funny, because you have the dyed-in-the-wool, like, boxers that feel like, you know, the science of boxing, that there's no way on God's green earth that Conor McGregor is going to beat Floyd Mayweather. But then you have people that are like, hey, man, anything can happen. And they get, when they start debating and getting into these heated arguments, I call them just what they are, arguments. It's real. it gets real testy. It really, really does.
Hey, here's what Conor McGregor said at the news conference about the fight.
Right, so that's it. Thanks so much, everybody. I'm going to this boy up, make no mistake. And when it's all said and done, you know what? I'm gonna feel a little bit sad, because you should have all kept your mouth shut. You should have left me over on that other game that I'm from, that more ruthless game where we bounce heads off the canvas and drill them into the floor. You should have left me where I was, because this man is not on my level. He's not even a quarter of the man I am. So we're gonna see, and and you're all gonna eat your words in there. So thank you all. I appreciate it. I look forward to Saturday night.
It sounds like Tom Hardy and Peaky Blinders. I mean, it's scary. that part is a little scary, I have to admit, because he might be just a little bit sideways.
To my Conor,
yeah,
crazy. Oh no, he is. I can't wait to see it. And it's like, the closer it gets, I'm starting to panic a little bit. Because you know how you're putting feelers out to make sure that you have a place to watch the fight? Now it's like, okay, it's getting close to that time, and now I have to make sure, because I want to see this. Because you know how they say you're writing checks that your butt can't cash? Kind of sounds a little bit like that.
I don't know, but like we were talking about, he kind of reminds me of, like you said, Brad Pitt's character,
the Piker,
Snatch.
The Piker, yeah, Snatch, yeah.
Because he's wiry and he runs his mouth, but he does pack a punch. But everything Floyd said was 100% correct. All those guys do pack a good punch that he's beat. But the thing is I don't think any of them ever hit him square. The last time I think he got hit square was, well, the Mosley, in the second round of the Mosley fight, and Maidana tagged him a couple of times in that first fight.
This is going to be interesting. Saturday night.
Yeah, you got to get from the game to the fight.
Oh, I don't have to worry about doing all that. But can't wait to see what's going to happen. Really can't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.